phoned up because I went to the march yesterday.
Okay.
And I had to go to make a point.
What point, Scott?
What point?
Yes.
Yeah, to give my support. To give my support to that young soldier from last week.
Okay.
It's got nothing to do with race whatsoever. It's not no violence whatsoever. It was just a peaceful demonstration to stand up and be heard.
But what was it you wanted heard? Because I think, and you know, I spent 6 hours last week talking to people from across the South East, London and beyond about drummer Lee Rigby, and everybody was expressing enormous sadness and sympathy at his death. What do you think had been left unsaid by yesterday lunchtime?
I just want to make my point, to stand up and you know, that's what I did.
Yes,
so,
but what point? I guess everybody is of the view that his death was senseless and tragic. Some people have chosen to donate to Help for Heroes. Some people have gone to Woolwich and laid flowers. Some people took their shirts off and chanted football slogans on the streets of London. It's the last attitude that I think many people find a bit confusing.
No, I just went there for respect, you know, to give that boy respect. And my grandfather was in the Second World War. He fought for this country, for our rights, for our freedom, the way we live, our freedom. And I went up there for that as well.
What couldn't you have done anywhere else? Why did you think you had to be there?
Because the more people go there, the more people listen. And it's nothing to do, it's got nothing...
But there's nobody listening to this programme who doesn't agree with what you've said about freedom or about the senseless murder of drummer Lee Rigby.
It's got nothing to do with any race at all. It's got nothing to do with that at all.
You don't, I accept that.
No,
but we heard the chants, Scott. We've seen the placards. You've seen the same photographs I've seen. We've got the Nazi salute on the front of Metro. We've got that poor woman being terrorised on a train. We've got the... outside my studio window here in Leicester Square, and some of my colleagues were describing what was being shouted at people of brown skin walking past. So I fully accept that that's not anything you wanted to be part of.
Why
would you choose to express your solidarity and sympathy for drummer Lee Rigby by hanging out with people who are like that?
I don't condemn anything like that at all.
You don't what?
I don't condemn violence or anything like that at all. It was a peaceful...
So why would you choose to express your sympathy alongside people who wear balaclava helmets?
I didn't see one.
You can buy them on the EDL website.
There wasn't one person who had that on.
But you can buy them on the EDL website.
I didn't see that.
Well, take my word for it.
Well, I don't contain anything like that. It's got nothing to do with race. It's about, you can't have someone coming over here and trying to change our law, the way we live.
Who's doing that then?
That's what they're trying to do.
Who is?
The extremists.
Well, who do you think's on their side?
That's what they're trying to do.
But who is?
But they're faith. They want to convert us.
Who told you that?
Law.
Who told you that?
But that's how it is.
No, but who told you?
No one's told me.
Has anyone tried to convert you?
No one's convert me.
Do you have to live by Sharia law in Essex?
No.
Is there anywhere in Britain that anybody does?
No, but the way things are going...
What are the first steps on that path? When you say the way things are going, what do you look at and think, there you go, there's proof that Sharia is on the way?
If you look, you can see it. You know.
Well, tell me what you saw.
I just want a peaceful country.
We've got one.
We haven't got one.
Well...
We haven't. There's all these demonstrations, people getting killed, and all sorts. All these incidents happening.
When you say Sharia law is on the way and we have to stop it, can you just give me a little indication of why you think that? What do you point at and say, there you go, James, you're being silly, you open your eyes, there is proof that a significant number of people actually really do want to live in a world where, for example, you're not allowed to say what you want, do what you want, or you get really vicious punishments for committing crimes?
Well, I love this country.
So do I, but answer my question.
I just want a peaceful country.
Yeah, so do I, but answer my question.
I just want a peaceful country.
So do I, answer my question.
Sorry, can you say that again?
Yes. When you tell me that Sharia law is on the way and we have to stand against it, can you tell me where you've seen it, where it is, the enemy?
If you look on their website...
Whose website?
The EDL.
Well, no, but they're the ones that are telling you there's a problem. I want to know what you've seen with your own eyes, not what the propaganda merchants have fed you.
No, I've seen it on the website. I've been seen all the stories, what people have been saying.
Yeah.
And I do not want to be, I don't want to be part of that faith or anything like that.
No, you don't have to be part of that faith, Scott.
Yeah, but you can't come into a country and change the way people live.
Well, no one's changed the way you live, have they?
That's all.
Has anyone changed the way you live, Scott?
Not yet.
And what makes you think they will? This is what I keep asking you. Yeah. What's the thing you'd point at and say to me, there you go, James, mate, there's proof that they're trying to change the way you live and that there's enough of them to matter?
Well, it will happen one day.
Yes, I know you think that, but can you show me the seeds of that thought?
It's just what I've been reading on the websites, people, comments and that. That's
okay, so the people that have convinced you of it are the people that...
No, they haven't convinced me.
You sound quite convinced. Can I ask you to do me one tiny favour?
Yeah.
Have a look at some other websites.
I have done. I've done it all. I mean, I joined the EBL. I joined because I wanted to show my respect to that young poor lad last week.
But no one disagrees with that. Why do you think Help for Heroes have turned down Tommy Robinson's money?
Yeah, but I mean, that last week, that was the most shocking thing I've ever seen in my life.
It was shocking. Why do you think Help for Heroes have turned down Tommy Robinson's money?
Because it's not a political... It's not a racist party. It's got nothing to do with that whatsoever.
Why do you think Help for Heroes don't want his money?
Because it's got nothing to do with race.
Why would you show your respect for a dead soldier by aligning with somebody who the most powerful charity helping wounded soldiers wants nothing to do with?
It's got nothing to do with anything, really. It's got nothing to do with that at all.
Just have a little think about the questions I've asked.
I have thought about it, but I showed my respect yesterday.
You didn't, Scott. You thought you did, but you didn't. Because what you did yesterday was add to an environment of hatred. And you know what those terrorists said on the streets of Woolwich? They said, we want war on the streets of London. And looking out of the window of this studio yesterday, I saw, well, my colleagues saw, a lot of people who also wanted that. I don't think you really want to be alongside them, mate. I really don't. I understand why you think that you are and your motives are pure and honourable, but you don't. You don't want anything to do with these sort of clowns. Seriously.